This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. A judge has overturned the life sentence of D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. Since Malvo was only 17 when he and John Muhammad went on their 2002 killing spree, the judge called Malvo's life sentence unconstitutional and threw it out. Well, I hope that same judge doesn't throw out my lawsuit against Malvo for the outfit I ruined crawling around on the ground of that gas station. A man uploaded his own sex video on Facebook. A private Facebook group of over 14,000 members got to see him and a woman having raw, uncut, butt-naked sex. And I can't really judge this guy because I once uploaded a video of myself having sex. Oh yeah, from foreplay all the way to the big finish. Only it was on Vine. The more we learn about the arrest of Tiger Woods, the more it sounds like Tiger's telling the truth. Tiger claimed that he wasn't intoxicated and he simply had a bad reaction to some medications. And the police report shows that Tiger didn't smell anything like liquor and he blew a 0.0 breathalyzer. That proves that the artist formerly known as Caublasian wasn't drunk. But now poor Tiger's getting clowned on the internet with countless memes. I swear, has anyone who's blown a zero ever caught this much grief? I mean, other than Melania. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.